You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe in His promises, God cannot fail.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Join Abundant Life Ministries today. Our service time is at 9:30 a.m. this morning. And, of course, this program will be playing again this afternoon. The address is a new address. We're meeting in the Wedgewood Common Shopping Center at the Martin County Board of Realtors. Address 3204A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart, Florida 34997. Again, 3204A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart, 34997. God bless you as we go to the service.
And God was able to reveal Himself in a meaningful way. And He always brings a report that's good to His people. Good report. Good report. Have you heard enough bad reports? I have. I would like to say I've heard enough for my whole life. If there were no more, I don't need to hear about another Omicron or another variant. I'm not looking to see how many variants there can be. I just know this, that in the midst of the darkness, God still rules. And in the midst of the roar of whatever's in the darkness, God is still with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. And so the shepherds, they see, they hear. The message is good. I want to remind you that James says this about good. It says, every good gift is from above. Did you get any good gifts this year? Has God blessed you in any way? Have you counted your blessings yet as you close out this year? Begin to add them up, count them up. We used to sing that, count your many blessings, name them one by one, add them up, count them up, write them down, put them in the devil's face. You don't need to talk to the devil other than to rebuke him. But write it down. Make it clear. This is what God has done in my life. Some of you have some pretty good testimonies. Test comes before the testimony, right? So here we are. I bring you good news. Great joy for everyone. The Savior, the Messiah, the Lord has been born. And because the Messiah was born, there is a new birth. Have any of you received the birth inside? Because the birth was in the manger 2,000 years ago, there's a new birth that happens inside of me. And the birth that took place in a natural way becomes a spiritual birth inside of me when I make room for Jesus in my own life. Amen? You have at least two birthdays, right? You have a physical birthday, and I trust you have a spiritual birthday as well. Which one's most important? The second. I bring you good news, great joy, everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. This is why your testimony is so powerful, Sharon. Like the blind man. You may not be able to explain all about the new birth. Maybe someone that is highly educated in the crud of the educational system can argue with you, and maybe you don't have an answer to all of their logic, but they have no answer for your experience. That the baby born 2,000 years ago lives inside of me. I have a new birth, and I am in the family, and I am in the bloodline. All hell cannot take that from you. City of David, and this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. And here's the second suddenly. First was in 9, now we're in 13. Suddenly, I just want to clap when I read that. Suddenly, don't want to shock you, right? But suddenly, see, there already had been some shocking things happen, but they were God shocks. Are you open for some God shocks? God shocks. When my son Jay was a little guy, he would chase me and I'd run around the house. Now, he's larger, you know, he'd probably just move the wall and I couldn't hide. But at that time, he was a smaller model. And he would be chasing me, and I remembered how that game went when I was a kid, and people would say, boo. However, I realized in Christ, we say, blessing. So rather than being surprised by the boo, we should be expectant of the blessing. So instead of going, boo to my son, I would jump out and say, blessing. Because you know what? To our kids, don't you want to be a blessing? Don't you, when they see you, when you step into their life, don't you want to be a blessing? How many of you think that when God shows up suddenly and God comes in a shocking way, that God's plan is to come with a blessing? The devil always comes with a boo to discourage and bring fear, but God always comes with a blessing to bring hope and faith. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we choose to live in the blessing. In fact, it's okay with me if some of you just become a blessed mess. I've seen some of you shout until, some of you ladies, until your makeup was drippy. I've seen some of you guys go out on the floor and just hang out with God, where nothing mattered other than God. That was all that mattered in your life. You were having a God encounter. It didn't matter who else was on the planet. It was just you and God. Jose, I'll never forget the night we were ministering. There were a bunch of kids around. And Jose was praying for kids. He said, drink, drink, drink. And the Holy Spirit was flowing in a powerful way, like a river, like a Niagara. And I watched as those kids were bam, 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 dropping on the floor. And the Holy Spirit was grabbing their hearts. This is what I pray for. This is what I long for. That we will be so blessed in God that we lose the tug. We lose the pull. We lose the attachment of the curse. That we are liberated by the Spirit and the power of God to be free. To be who God has called us to be. Amen. Suddenly, 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 suddenly. These days of fasting, some will fast something for 21 days and start maybe on the 9th and run run through the end of the month. In fact, I have wonderful friends, Tim and Maria Widrow. She's written a couple guidelines to assist with fasting. I think we have a few of those books in the office that we bought last year. And try to make some of those available if you want a guide to sort of work with. But again, it's fasting. We're looking for God to show up. We're dedicating the whole year to God. It's part of that first fruit that we're giving to God, saying, God, we're going to dedicate this whole year, and we're going to start the year with a total focus on pursuing You. Some of you may have never done this before. I remember somebody told me they were going to fast football. I don't know. No one's ever told me they were going to fast fishing. So I won't ask Chris about that. Right, Chris? We won't talk about that. No. Or maybe hunting, I won't ask about that. Or golfing, I won't ask about that. Or shopping? You ladies have addictions too. Shoe stores? No, I won't ask you to go. I'm not. I refuse. I won't buy another pair of shoes for my 40-day fast. I'm not going to even look. No, I'm not going to. No, that would be carnal. That would not be in the Word of God, would it? I won't do that. But what I'm saying is, begin to say, God, how can I pursue You in a meaningful and life-changing way in this coming year? Okay, we'll try to finish. I know. Okay. Suddenly, verse 13, the angel was joined by a vast host. Stephen, I'm so glad that you and the tribe came this morning. It is awesome. My wife one night, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and one of the children is on what, Facebook, hon? Huh? Kids Messenger. And I said, honey, who are you talking to? How old's your daughter? How old is she? 7. And they're out somewhere, I don't know. Somewhere, God knows where it is. But they live someplace too far away. We're praying they come here, because if they came to the church, we would increase like 10% just by their family. So that would be awesome. And you know, we're believing for more because God's a God of... Oh, no, I can't say that. But I'm glad you're here, Steve. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others. The armies of heaven, the New Living Translation says, a host of heavenly host, praising God and saying what? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, where? On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Now, some people are not peaceable, right? So there is a verse that says, as much as lieth within you, live at peace with all men. That includes you ladies as well, not just men, but some are not peaceable. Maybe you've met one of those. It's like they're cantankerous, like an evil rattlesnake. I don't know if you've ever had one, or water moccasin coming at you. You don't want to have that happen, but some people are not peaceable. But peace, goodwill toward men. This suddenly was the armies of heaven, visible on the earth, coming down, visible to earthly eyes, singing glory, praising glory to God, the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, come, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord told us about. They ran. They did what? They ran. They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph. Now somebody's going to think I lost my marbles. That's okay. I'm looking for such a tremendous visitation of God that we run to meet Him. Oh, it's Sunday morning, hon. Yeah. Do you feel like going? Not really. Well, what do you think we should do? Well, let's hit the alarm. Let's sleep a few more minutes. Maybe this is a crazy prayer for me to even think or imagine. Maybe say, Pastor, you're eating the wrong food. You know, something's messing with your brain. But somehow inside of me, I believe that when God shows up, God will lighten our feet and will stir our passions and will maybe whet our appetite for the things of God in a greater way. Bob and Esther, you remember when people took their vacations to hang out with God, right? Right here in our city? When they took all of their vacation days because God was moving and they didn't want to miss one bit of it. How many of you understand that when you desire and I desire God like that, that God is not going to be distant? When you run toward the Master, God is going to show up. If you've had an anchor tied to your tail feathers, cut it off and say, God, I'm going to lay aside everything that hinders and I'm going to run the race in this coming year that God has marked out for me. Give me enthusiasm and joy and strength and energy to run towards you. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm excited. None of you are. That's all right. I'm excited because I believe for this. Cynthia, you know what I say. I always see you dancing. Every time I pray for her, I see her dancing. In what I see in the vision, she's younger than she was when I first met her. And she was a part of the wild and woolly girls that came to church when I first met her. Right, dear? Uh-huh. Some of you were like that 20, 30 years ago. I remember the zeal. She told everybody about you. Still does. I remember that. When I pray for you, I see you dancing. I see you with blowing hair in the wind. I see a field full of flowers. I see you dancing as one that's on the tiptoes, spinning and glorifying God, hands in the air. Bill, you haven't met that Cynthia yet. Oh, I remember the day they got married, a hurricane was coming. So don't think it's a small thing. The enemy's tried to keep a hurricane in your lives. But listen, husbands, why don't we say, this coming year, in my marriage, in my covenant, I'm looking for God suddenly to show up in my life and my family. The other morning, it came out. I don't think I'd ever said this part of my regular prayers to God in the presence of my wife. Some of you pray for your husbands a certain way when you're alone, but when you're with them, oh, I can't pray that way, you know, when I'm with them. And you husbands go, oh, I can't say the right words. My wife's got it all together. I'm out batted here. I'm not even going to try. But the other morning, as I was getting ready to leave, and I was just praying, and it just came out. Father, give me eyes only for my wife, and give my wife eyes only for me. And Rachel said, I like that. You see, I'd been praying that because the enemy wants me to have eyes on everything else that I shouldn't look at. And so God wants me to pray and obey. God wants me to pray, God, give me eyes only for my wife and give her eyes only for me. Because our covenant in marriage should not, must not become old and moldy. It must become renewed by the covenant that we have with God. And so maybe it would be okay to speak these words over your spouse and over your house, over your children, your grandchildren. Call it forth in the name of Jesus. A sudden blessing of the Lord. The glory of the Lord over my house. The glory of the Lord over my marriage. The glory of the Lord over my strength. The glory of the Lord over my city, over my nation. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Let's see what has happened, what the Lord has told us. I'm looking for that again in Stewart, Martin County, up and down the Treasure Coast, where people are going to be saying, come on, let's go, let's see, let's be participants. What God is doing these 40 days, it happens every year. There will be an increase of the presence of God. I don't know what would happen if we somehow throughout the year laid something aside and said, hey, maybe I'm just going to keep seeking God like this. The presence of God. There will be an increase of purity. Because there's only one thing that I know of that's the greatest thing that hinders the presence, and it's impurity. Purity. You know, in the temple, what did Jesus have to do? The money changers are there. There was a split interest. You know and understand, they didn't get there without having the approval of the spiritual leaders. This was not a charity operation. They were making money. All of them were making money. They were ripping off the people. And Jesus came in, and they were all mad at Him because He broke up their party. So purity, the house of God needs to be cleansed. Jesus cleansed it. So as we seek God, the presence of God is going to increase in our worship. I believe God's going to increase the psalmist gift. I believe my wife is going to be given new songs. I remember when she was told, you can't do this. By worship leader. You can't do this. You'll never be able to do this, Rachel. You'll never be able to do this. Do you know what the devil speaks to your spiritual gifts every day? You can't do this. Lying devil. Lying devil. Okay. So I understand that we don't have a full orchestra. I understand that we don't have a full choir yet. I understand that I'm in a rental building and we don't have our own facilities yet. I understand, Cynthia, you're still in the chair. But God isn't finished yet. My son, Jesus' name, Nick's being healed. Listen, we've got to stand on the Word of God, declare the Word of God, expect it to manifest, expect it suddenly. You've got the message already. Introduction was okay. Come, let's go, let's see what the Lord has told us. And they ran, they found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. And then this is the important part for us to get this morning. Don't miss this part. Verse 17. Luke 2, verse 17. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened. Now listen, if the only thing that's happening is happening in the world, if God isn't doing anything, and the only thing happening is the works of the devil, then we would be in trouble. But you know what? That's not all that's happening. God is always working in His people. God is always working in us. There's testimonies in this room that will rock our city. We don't need anyone else yet. Just God release us to tell everyone everything we have seen and we have heard and we have experienced about God. That's all. That's all. We call this the Great Commission. When Jesus says to His disciples, "Go you into all the world and preach the gospel." What was He saying? He was saying, what you have seen, what you have heard, what you've experienced, go tell everybody. And in John's Gospel, how does it start? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And you keep reading, and you'll come to the part where they say, we have seen with our eyes, and our hands have handled. We've experienced it. The world cannot ever silence the church that is more than religious. Religions may be shut down, but the church, the true Christ follower, will never be silenced because we have seen too much of God. Yes? I've heard too much to ever be silent. And I've experienced life, so much life, that every demon in hell cannot convince me otherwise. The life of God, the Word of God, the Spirit of God, we will not be silent. And so they went, they told everyone, everywhere, what they had heard and what the angel had said. And yeah, it's just like today. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are Christ, the Son of the living God, that You died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life."